You are going to listen to a recording about world travelers. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then, you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Welcome to World Travelers, our weekly program about people who explore the world. For this week's show, we have interviewed Michelle Fraser, a young Australian chef. At the moment, Michelle is working in a vegetarian restaurant in Italy. She has traveled to over 30 countries, including Mexico, Thailand, Nepal. Listen to what our reporter Tim found out.
Good morning, Michelle. I hope we're not interfering too much with your lunch preparations.
No, not at all. Welcome to my kitchen.
Michelle, you certainly are a globetrotter. What's the most beautiful place you've ever been to?
It's difficult to choose the most beautiful place I've visited, as every country has its personal bests. But I have very happy memories of the giant Himalayan mountains I walked through for 3 weeks in Nepal.
That sounds fascinating, if a bit too exhausting for me personally. Michelle, how important is holiday accommodation for you? What's the nicest hotel you've ever stayed in?
I stayed in a beautiful little riad, or guest house, in Marrakesh, Morocco. It wasn't very big, but it had a green courtyard with a fountain in the middle. The colorful tiles everywhere gave it an exotic feel, too.
As a cook, you must be interested in different cuisines and the exotic food eaten all over the world. What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
The strangest thing I've tried were the fried crickets on the street in Bangkok, Thailand. You get 3 or 4 on a stick, and they're not bad. Sweet and crunchy.
Well, you must be very brave. I think I prefer to stick to potato chips. Michelle, tell our listeners, have you had any bad experiences while traveling?
I've always been very lucky in my travels, but someone stole my bag on a train when I was in India. Getting very ill in a lonely part of Pakistan wasn't very nice either.
You have seen an awful lot of the world, but is there a country you have always wanted to visit?
I still haven't visited Indonesia, a country with a very interesting culture and excellent diving sites to explore.
We're now coming to the end of our interview. Let's talk a little bit about your own country. What's the most interesting place you have seen in Australia?
Australia has so many interesting places to visit as it's so large and diverse. But my favourites are the sites along the Great Barrier Reef, North Queensland. I also love the big open spaces of our deserts and national parks, especially Uluru National Park.
Okay, I'll make a note of that for my next trip down under. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us, and good luck with that lunch.
Welcome to World Travelers, our weekly program about people who explore the world. For this week's show, we have interviewed Michelle Fraser, a young Australian chef.
At the moment, Michelle is working in a vegetarian restaurant in Italy. She has traveled to over 30 countries, including Mexico, Thailand, Nepal. Listen to what our reporter Tim found out.
Good morning, Michelle. I hope we're not interfering too much with your lunch preparations.
No, not at all. Welcome to my kitchen.
Michelle, you certainly are a globetrotter. What's the most beautiful place you've ever been to?
It's difficult to choose the most beautiful place I've visited, as every country has its personal bests. But I have very happy memories of the giant Himalayan mountains I walked through for 3 weeks in Nepal.
That sounds fascinating, if a bit too exhausting for me personally. Michelle, how important is holiday accommodation for you? What's the nicest hotel you've ever stayed in?
I stayed in a beautiful little riad, or guest house, in Marrakesh, Morocco. It wasn't very big, but it had a green courtyard with a fountain in the middle. The colorful tiles everywhere gave it an exotic feel, too.
As a cook, you must be interested in different cuisines and the exotic food eaten all over the world. What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
The strangest thing I've tried were the fried crickets on the street in Bangkok, Thailand. You get 3 or 4 on a stick, and they're not bad. Sweet and crunchy.
Well, you must be very brave. I think I prefer to stick to potato chips. Michelle, tell our listeners, have you had any bad experiences while traveling?
I've always been very lucky in my travels, but someone stole my bag on a train when I was in India. Getting very ill in a lonely part of Pakistan wasn't very nice either.
You have seen an awful lot of the world, but is there a country you have always wanted to visit?
I still haven't visited Indonesia, a country with a very interesting culture and excellent diving sites to explore.
We're now coming to the end of our interview. Let's talk a little bit about your own country. What's the most interesting place you have seen in Australia?
Australia has so many interesting places to visit as it's so large and diverse. But my favourites are the sites along the Great Barrier Reef, North Queensland. I also love the big open spaces of our deserts and national parks, especially Uluru National Park.
Okay, I'll make a note of that for my next trip down under. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us, and good luck with that lunch.